On April 20th and 21st, the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra will present music by Guliev, Bizet, and Ravel, as well as a piano concerto by Chopin featuring guest soloist Adam Golka, who has joined me here in the studio today. Adam, thanks so much for coming in to speak with me today.
Pleasure.
We had such an amazing rehearsal last night, so I think congratulations are already in order.
Well, I think that goes in all directions. Knoxville Symphony, you guys sound great, and Aram is wonderful maestro to work with, so we can't complain too much about Chopin.
Oh, no.
Although sometimes people do complain about the orchestration of the piece. They say, oh, well, it's the piano writing's amazing, the orchestra part's not that interesting, and I have to disagree, and I think the orchestra, with the beautiful way you guys are playing it, you would also disagree probably by now that it's not a weak orchestration. Maybe it's not the most inventive or creative one of all, but the music is so unbelievably magical that I think we're getting into it.
Oh, so. We certainly are. And we'll definitely talk a little bit more about Chopin in a bit. But let's begin with you introducing yourself to our listeners and the audience that'll be watching you perform this week. So tell us where you're from and how the piano became, you know, your life's work.
I am born in Houston, Texas, but my parents are from Poland.
Okay.
So I grew up in Texas in a Polish-speaking household. I was forbidden to speak English. So Polish is still my first language, and I read and I write in Polish. So you can imagine Chopin factored a little bit into that.
Right.
In fact, my mom is the president of the Chopin Society of Houston, and I basically grew up in a Chopin museum or a Chopin shrine. So Chopin has always been a big passion in my life, my family life as well.
Right, and speaking of your family, I understand you come from a musical family. You studied with your mother as a child, and your brother's a conductor.
That's right. My mother was my first piano teacher, and she is a wonderful piano teacher, but we stopped lessons when I was crying too much in the lessons, and she had to pass that painful job onto somebody else. So
what are some of the challenges with working with family members in music? I know that you've performed a piano concerto with your brother on the podium. Are there benefits or challenges to studying with family or performing with family?
Yes, well, I performed many piano concertos with my brother Tomasz, who is really a fantastic musician and conductor. In fact, we've done both Chopin concertos on a number of occasions. You know, I think when we were younger, maybe I should blame myself more, when I was a teenager, you know, we sort of would nearly kill each other trying to put things together. Mm-hmm. But now it's like a complete joy. I think we just sort of, some years ago, got over some hump, and now it's just amazing. I mean, it's like working with somebody that has similar blood and breath to you, and you just get each other, and it's a joy. So
literally and figuratively.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wonderful. Now, it looks like your career as a solo pianist kind of jumped off after you won a competition in China, in Shanghai. Would you mind telling us a little bit about that experience?
Definitely. I was 16, and I got the top prize in the Shanghai International Piano Competition. And after that, I was approached by a manager that started helping me. I became quite active with my concert life. And here I am. I guess it's been about 14 years that I've been pretty actively performing. I'm turning 30 on Friday.
Congratulations.
While playing Chopin.
Happy birthday. Happy early birthday.
Thank you. So it's been a eventful 14 years. I won't lie.
Wonderful. Now, I've talked to a lot of solo pianists, and it seems like one of the things that you all have in common are these competitions. How integral would you say piano competitions are to musicians seeking to become professional solo pianist?
That's an interesting question. You know, I had that prize when I was 16. Then I went to another major competition when I was about 19, and I did not do well at all. And I never participated in a formal competition ever again, actually. Hmm. I did win this prize from the American Pianist Association, which was wonderful to me, this classical fellowship that they have, which is a competitive event, but it's not a traditional competition. But that's it. I never actually did any other competitions. And I think it's partially because around the time I was 2021, I was performing quite a bit. I started having this deep feeling that I didn't know what I was doing. And I had all these precious opportunities around me. And I kept playing and playing with wonderful orchestras and meeting these great musicians. And like more and more just feeling like, I don't understand what's happening. And I don't really know what I'm doing. I really need to go study. And that feeling never really left me. For the last 10 years, I've been blessed with working with some of the greatest artists I've ever heard play or if I've ever met. And I think I just realized that, you know, either I can spend a year preparing for a competition and hoping to win a prize, or I can go and play for amazing mentors and push myself to change and try new things. And so far, I haven't regretted that decision.
Where are some of the places you've studied?
Yeah, well, I'm speaking so much about formal studies necessarily, although I did. My two sort of important formal mentors were the great Brazilian pianist José Figali, who passed away 2.5 years ago, but was really an unbelievable interpreter of Chopin and many things, and that I learned the E minor concerto with him. Mm-hmm. And then also Leon Fleischer at the Peabody Conservatory.
Okay.
But since then, I've been taking lessons with some of my favorite artists that I grew up, you know, listening to their recordings. And I wouldn't believe you if we went back in time and if you said, oh, Adam, one day you're going to know these people and you're going to be going to their house and playing for them, you know, regularly. I would have laughed in your face. It's really amazing that I've had some very special opportunities of studying with masters.
Yeah. So I took a look at a part of your schedule, and you have a very diverse group of composers in your personal repertoire. Mm. Is there a composer or maybe a group of composers you would consider your favorites?
Yeah, but it keeps changing. when I was a teenager, I wanted to play Chopin and all the really virtuoso Russian stuff. Prokofiev, Rachmaninoff, you know, mm-hmm. Tchaikovsky, and Liszt. And when I was a teenager, those were my priorities. Then I sort of went through this total rebirth, and all I wanted to play for a decade was Mozart, Schubert, Beethoven, Schumann, Brahms.
Uh-huh.
And I just studied their music endlessly, and I still do. And funny enough, recently I've been starting to play the Rachmaninoff Third a bunch again, and enjoying
piece.
It. Oh my God, amazing. Enjoying it. And then I was asked to do an all Liszt concert at Lincoln Center, which is next week. And I remember I got the call half a year ago. I thought, oh God, I don't want to play any Liszt. And since then, I've become obsessed again with Liszt. And I'm just playing so much Liszt. And I hear it completely differently than I did when I was a teenager. I understand a totally different side of the music. And I've eaten my criticism of Liszt with, you know, shame and humiliation. So I'm really back to playing many different things, and I love playing new music. I wish I could play something by Osvaldo Golyov, who's on mm-hmm. this program. He didn't write so much piano music, but he is actually a professor at the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts, where I'm an artist in residence. And
oh,
I
wow.
go there every week to teach, and he is a distinguished professor there. So I'm really excited also to share the bill with him this week.
Yeah, the musical world it can be kind of small in the best way oftentimes.
In the best and in the worst way, yes, I'm afraid. Yeah.
So we touched on it a little before, but let's talk a little bit more about Chopin. First of all, when did you begin your work on his first piano concerto?
Yes, I learned the E minor piano concerto when I was about 11 or 12, and I first performed it, actually my first performance ever with a professional orchestra was with the Houston Symphony when I was 13 playing this piece.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. How do you approach this piece as an almost 30-year-old having lived with it for so long?
I try to approach it as much as I can like I did when I was 13, and not so much how I approached it as a quote-unquote adult mm-hmm. after that, because I think I played it quite well when I was 13, and,
right.
and then I couldn't quite get back to it for a while. Well, Chopin is so personal and so deeply emotional, and it's very hard to put my finger on exactly what makes it feel right, and maybe I have to accept that I will not be able to put my finger on it. Mm-hmm. I can just put my fingers around it and
right.
hope the cosmos, you know, helps me bring the magic. But it's a piece that feels very alive always when I'm playing it, meaning it's a bit amorphous. I mean, I know its general breadth, its general shapes, its structure, its, you know, atmospheres, but I try to let it affect me as it affects me in the moment, because I think Chopin can only really be played that way.
Yeah, yeah. And at last night's rehearsal, I noticed that you were really putting everything into it. I mean, by the end of the rehearsal, it looked like you had run a marathon. Where does this passion and energy come from? And do you feel like this is an integral part of performing Chopin, really putting everything into it?
Yes. Does one have to see it from the performer? Maybe not, mm-hmm. but to hear it, yeah, I think so.
For sure. Well, it's great to see as well as to hear, for sure. What's next for you?
What's next? It's a busy time. When I leave here as a mature 30-year-old, mm-hmm. I will play a Mozart concerto a few days later at the College of the Holy Cross, which I mentioned, where I am artist in residence and where Osvaldo Golyov is professor. So I'm playing a Mozart concerto there, and then I'm playing an all Liszt program at Lincoln Center in the weekend.
Finally returning to Liszt.
Finally returning to Liszt. Yeah, Chopin's a great friend.
Yeah. That's great. Well, Adam, thanks so much for coming in to speak with me today, and I look forward to performing with you, and we all look forward to hearing you.
I can't wait as well. Thank you.
You can hear Adam Golka performing with the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra on Thursday and Friday, April 20th and 21st at the Tennessee Theater here in downtown Knoxville. More information on this performance can be found at knoxvillesymphony.com.